When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, 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 Michael Garza here. So Michael Garza here with your latest show, brought to you by Shasta Soda. Orange soda. This has made my lips way too orange, by the way. So there's a vending machine when all the stores are closed. It's a Shasta vending machine. I can get Shasta any fucking time at night. It's great. I love this shit so much. Who loves orange soda? Michael loves orange soda. This is the best shit, man. Shasta. In fact, even though they don't pay me, I still want Shasta to be in the thumbnail for later when I decide to do the thumbnail. Shasta. Australian for beer. Anyway. Shasta's a great soda. What can I say? Let's see here. Okay, so this topic, I kind of got veered off for a second. A little bit of a sugar rush. I wanted to talk about the benefits of keeping money on standby in your broker account. Whether it's Robinhood, TD Ameritrade, Webull, Charles Schwab, hell, even Coinbase, you're doing crypto. Point is, though, I do recommend having multiple brokerage accounts. I've got TD Ameritrade, Webull, and Robinhood as my primaries. And I think it's just a good idea to have a brokerage account. It's good to be intelligent with your money and use it wisely and try to multiply it and grow it over time. So that's the best way to do it. Sorry for all the dead air. So my podcast listeners, I'm just devouring this soda. It's a good soda, though. Shasta soda is the best. So another reason it's important to keep a lot of money on standby, and I'll tell you that one of the primary purposes, it's to seek out buying opportunities. Look, if you put $1,000 in your account right now, and you decide you want to buy stock, and you buy $1,000 worth of stock in one setting, do you think that's really a good idea? No, it's not, because where will that money, where will the buying power be when you decide, when you find out, you know, you placed $1,000 down, but Coca-Cola went down the next day. So now you just kind of lost out on more money. When you have, I mean, you still don't really technically lose until you sell. So just don't ever sell. Or at least don't ever sell a great company, because you may be missing out on a great opportunity. So keep that in mind. Ooh. But it's really exciting. Just give me a few moments. It's a very exciting time. Just because just being able to watch the watch the way the markets have been so volatile. And I think the best medicine against this volatility, if you want to do dollar cost averaging and just average down. What I mean by average down is, let's say I bought Coca-Cola, one share right now, right? Coca-Cola goes down 3% the next day. Well, I have enough buying power clearly right now to buy more. So I'm going to buy just a little bit more Coca-Cola and just a little bit more and just a little bit more. The goal is to lower the average cost. And the reason you buy more on dips is, one, you want to get a great company at a better deal. So honestly, dips, you could think of a dip as a buying opportunity. Especially if the company dips below your current average cost, then you have a great situation there. I've been in situations where I've had a few companies that dips. I always love buying on the dips, though. When people are questioning a company, when people are selling off massively because of one inkling of bad news, you'd be shocked at how one piece of bad news can wreck the reputation temporarily of a company. And then the company goes back to normal. The only reason the bad news existed was because the people who write these articles about these companies know that people, the average investor, is going to sell off completely. And when they sell off, that means it's an opportunity for them to make more money off those investors out there. So it's just a win-win situation for a lot of those companies. But yeah, no, this is fun. I'm happy I'm able to still do the show, obviously, and I'll always be doing this show. It's just so much fun. The one great thing about doing a show like this is you don't realize the opportunities you have. It's just a lot. There's a lot of great opportunities when you could do a show like this. And I'm taking a big chance on me by doing this show. Of course, do I still hedge my bets that this show will not work? Sure. But in the back of my mind, I know that the show is going to be one of the greatest shows ever. I just use the income Now I'm really veering off topic right now, but just hang in there with me. I know I use a lot of the income from my work, and I use it directly towards investing and buying more equipment to make this show better. And I think I'm slowly making the show better. You know, with better content, clearer thoughts. You know, I feel like there was a point in time I felt like I wasn't doing a very good job, but I feel like I'm doing a better job. So anyway, the goal is to educate you guys and keep you intelligent. I don't want to sell you guys anything. The whole goal for me to do the whole goal behind me doing this is to just educate you guys and keep you intelligent. I always want to mention Meet Kevin is the greatest YouTube snake oil salesman I've ever seen. And just keep him in mind. He's really one of the worst. I can't stand Meet Kevin. He's just the worst. But the point is, what I'm trying to get at, at least, is let's make YouTube great again. I'm really just kind of diving into my subconscious right now, just kind of exploring my feelings. I guess you could say one of the reasons I do this show is because I see a lot of, like I said, a lot of snake oil salesmen. Meet Kevin is the greatest example of the greatest snake oil salesman I've seen in the investing community in a long time. And I think it's time most people expose this man for what he is, a total fraud. I just want to keep people as intelligent as I can and just smart. You know, I just want you guys to think for yourselves and invest for yourselves. I don't want you guys to be a slave to money. And I want you to succeed in the marketplace. So there's a lot of great companies to invest in and take a dividend. You know what I mean? That grow over time, you know, and that actually care about their shareholders. You want great companies who care about their shareholders. And look, if you don't want to do a lot of research, I'm going to be quite honest, Morningstar, it comes with Robinhood Gold, if I remember correctly. I don't know if it comes with everything. So I don't believe... Okay, so the free version of Robinhood, I don't believe it comes with Morningstar. I don't think it does. So you do have to rely just a little bit on Robinhood Gold in order to get it. But Robinhood Gold is $5 a month. It's $5 a month. You get to play with margin, which is really nice, by the way. People, I think people don't realize that margin's a great opportunity to have, is great to utilize if you really, really desperately need it. I don't recommend relying on margin. I recommend relying on as much of your own money as you possibly can to play both sides of the market. And if you can't play both sides of the market, it's okay. You could still play my 30-70 or 40-60 rule. And I want to go over this real quick. I've gone over this in several videos. But I figure this video is the most appropriate video to go over this with you. Just simply for the pure fact that if you take whatever money you have, right? Whatever, like I said, keep the math simple. Let's do $1,000. You dumped $1,000 just now into your brokerage account. And you're thinking, just dumped $1,000 in my brokerage account. What do I do? So you're going to... In my opinion, if you're just starting out, I think you should start with the 30-70 rule. Gives you time, gives you more extra income to utilize more extra money to utilize towards buying, using as buying power. So what do you do? Okay, so you're going to check the market. You're going to be like, what's out here? You know, what can I add to my portfolio of all portfolios? And, you know, you see companies like Coca-Cola, you see companies like Chevron, you see, trying to think of like the biggest ones I could think of, Walmart, Amazon, Google, Facebook, blah, 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 you name it. Just about any company that's just top tier, out of this world. Charter Communications, for example. The way I look at it is there are so many opportunities for you guys out there. And if you just don't use all your money in one setting and just use the remaining amount as buying power for the next day, and you got to play the market day by day. Don't be a day trader. Day trading is really dumb. I got to tell you guys right now. If you're going to be anything, be a swing trader. A swing trader gives you the opportunity to take your time. You know what I mean? To take your time. Not to rush anything, not to sell anything like a crazy maniac. It gives you such an opportunity when you use a 30-70 principle. And that's 30%. So take whatever amount of cash you have right now in your brokerage account. Let's say you started fresh, $1,000, right? Put 30% of that money right into stocks. Any stocks. Great stocks, though. Don't go for penny stocks, please. Just go for the best of the best. Creme de la creme, blah, blah, blah. Coca-Cola, 3Ms, you name it. And place them in the best stocks you can. Now, here's what else I want you to do. As the market dips or goes up, one or the other, I want you to still look for the best buying opportunities. There's a lot of great companies out there. And what's really neat is that let's say you put 30% or even 40% of your money into stocks of whatever kind, whether it's an S&P 500 index fund, and you could exclusively, by all technicality, go exclusively with an S&P 500 fund. However, they don't pay nearly as an attractive dividend as you can get with a Coca-Cola or a Verizon or an AT&T. You do want to try to find the most attractive dividends that are not over-yielded, by the way, that are actually for companies that will actually pay a dividend, like legitimately. So always go for those companies because you do want to find a way to delay your gratification to some extent. And dividends are perfect because, like I said, it's like collecting rent for whatever you've purchased. You're owning a part of a company and you're getting rent. Just they're paying you just to buy and hold this company, right? Whatever shares you got. It's really, really impressive. Yeah, I'm going to give you guys just seriously, if you guys treat buying stocks the same way you would buy real estate, And you're let's say you're young. I'm hoping there are youngsters watching this who are influenced by me, because I'm probably your best bet towards financial freedom in the way that I'm teaching it. I'm not teaching you to get rich quick. I'm not teaching you to invest in Tesla. Tesla's overvalued, by the way. Look at the PE ratio. That's basically 1,000 or 800 PE ratio. It's 800 times current earnings. That means it's extremely overvalued and really, really dumb to invest in, as an example. But I am kind of curious about Tesla. I got a little ADD right now. Hold on. Bloop. Look at Tesla. So curious. Well, of course, they're rated overvalued. I kind of figured that'd be the case. Long term, they're probably decent, but their short term is, I don't know why it's neutral. It should be a bearish company, but look, their PE ratio is 650 times price over. That's insane. Market cap is way too high. Anyway, so the point is, I'm a big fan of, by the way, big fan of Tesla, big fan of Elon Musk. I think they're great. I'm just excited, you know. Sorry. Gotta crack my neck right now. I'm still thinking right now, just if something, anything I can talk about at the moment. I just want to end this here pretty shortly. But yeah, basically 30%, 40% of whatever you have in your broker account, just throw it towards some fucking, you know, just your favorite companies. I should say you're the best companies. If your favorite, probably, if you're a millennial, your favorite company might be some shitty, obscure weed stock. Well, just go for the best companies. Just go for the greatest companies that are valued appropriately, and you'll be fine. And then when they dip, or if they dip, buy more of said company. You have like 30 great, incredible companies in your arsenal, and you'll be fine. Also, watch my series, the Market Crash Watch List. It's an important series because I will help you find companies you should always have in your portfolio and always have at least maybe one or two shares of, even if you have to fractionally share buy these shares, it's important to have them in your portfolio. So, but anyway, it's a fun show. It's everything I do is free, by the way. I never make anybody pay for my content. I don't have like one of those OnlyFans bullshit. I just don't do that. I think it's bullshit. I mean, the only thing I'm going to try to sell you guys are the referral links in the description, just to let you know. That'll just basically lead you to Robinhood. Everything, Robinhood, Webull. By the way, fun fact about every referral link I have in there, it's a service I use and I stand by. Like, I don't actually refer people to services I don't use. If I don't use it, I don't promote it. So every link in the description is all something I use. All companies I personally believe in and personally use 24/7 and rely upon. So, big fan. But yeah, excited. Just a big shout out to the Milwaukee Bucks. Really big fan. I've been a big fan of Giannis for a long time. Giannis Antetokounmpo. And I think he should be the face of the league. I know his last name is impossible to pronounce for a lot of people, but dude, we got to give this man props. Giannis. Plus, it's nice to see somebody who's not overly political. You know what I mean? He's just a guy who believes in being a decent human being, first off, trying to win a championship. That's about it. Well, he already won a championship, but he is a decent person, incredible person. He is an old soul for sure. I love it. I'm kind of an old soul too, so that's why I can relate to Giannis in so many ways. He's kind of the superstar I've been looking for. I think old souls are making a comeback. You know, the kind of guys that don't need to go on social media to feel fulfilled or share their whole lives with everybody, you know. I definitely do share my life on here a little bit, but I am mainly trying to educate you. And the goal is to keep you smart, keep your wits about you. And I think I can help quite a few of you guys out there, whoever you may be. So it's just exciting to have the opportunity to be helping people. And, Shasta, if you see this, it'd be really great if you sponsored me. And I don't think Shasta actually advertises at all. I don't think they'd ever pay me. But I liked him as a soda, though. Keep going. Shasta, keep up the great work, buds. I love you guys. Anyway. I wish they were a paid sponsor, but they're not. But I really do love this. This keeps me going at night when I need a quick sugar rush. You know what I mean? And Shasta's a cheap soda. Like, it's cheap, but it's actually decent quality, too. I'm just a big fan of their, but yeah, definitely their orange soda is out of this world. And if there's one orange soda I would ever choose, it's Shasta. It may be an off-brand soda that nobody really particularly goes after or seeks or whatever, but it's worthwhile. So I recommend it to everybody. Just thank you guys once again. I do have a hell of an audience, a hell of a crowd who decides to tune in. I mean, like, I know I don't get like a huge, huge crowd. But for anybody who stumbles upon my stuff, I want to thank you for watching. Even if you don't agree with me, or even if you think I'm weird and maybe a little creepy. The point is, I do want to thank you guys for taking the time. And it's really entertaining, really fun. And I want to keep doing more of these shows. I'm going to keep being annoying. I'm going to keep being a squeaky wheel. And you know, maybe there will be people in my life who doubt me, doubt that I could do a good show, or doubt I could do a lot of stuff, but I'm not going to doubt myself, you know. I've been doubted so much in my life, and I've got a lot of things I still have to prove to myself. I could do this. A lot of these are just me proving to myself I could do them, but also me wanting to sincerely help. Wanting to help a lot of people out, including my family and my friends. The reason I made this is because, no, my friends and family never really want to listen to my advice. I think my girlfriend's getting sick of my advice, which I get. So I only kind of make this for people who really want to listen. You know, I think my girlfriend listens to a degree. I just think she gets tired of it. Yeah, I'm obsessed with the game of money. I think it's a fun game. I think it's better than playing most video games. I do treat making money and all this just like a video game. You know, there are different strategies you can use to win in a video game, right? Strategies that work, strategies that don't work. Same with investing and same with money multiplication, right? There are just strategies that work and there are strategies that just don't work. So you got to find the ones that work. You got to figure those out. And I figured out quite a few. And the ones that work, I want to give them to you like you would give somebody a cheat code for a game, right? We'll think of these as cheat codes in order for you to excel. So keep money on the side. Don't be so tempted to use all your money. And just be all in on investing, you know. Use your money to make more money. That's all I got to say. Anyway, thank you guys for taking the time to view this once again. As always, I got the most loyal audience of all time. And I'm always appreciative. And thank you guys. Really, I mean it. From the bottom of my heart. I'll let you guys get back to it. Thank you guys. You guys are incredible. And I'll try to do another show maybe tonight. I'm not sure. I won't. No promise.